the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A U.S. District Court judge rejected claims by the state of Alabama and the National Wildlife Federation that the Army Corps of Engineers violated multiple federal laws when planning water controls on the Chattahoochee River. Georgia Farm Bureau reports Alabama wanted the Corps' 2017 adoption of the Environmental Impact Statement set aside for the Apalachicola-Chattahoochee-Flint River Basin Water Control Manual and Water Supply Storage Assessment. Alabama alleged the Corps did not adequately consider the downstream impacts when determining how much water could be withdrawn from the Chattahoochee. The USDA is on track to provide a record level of support for rural working capital and other business capital needs in 2021. The department has invested $1.2 billion in loan guarantees to help rural businesses. These investments, made through the Business and Industry Loan Guarantee and CARES Act programs, are expected to create or save more than 12,000 rural jobs. Sustainability is a matter of growing importance to the international customers of U.S. red meat, according to the U.S. Meat Export Federation's Cheyenne McIndaffer. She notes the focus on sustainability has recently heightened due to the upcoming United Nations Food Systems Summit and the U.S. rejoining the Paris Climate Accords. McIndaffer says the U.S. has a unique ability to produce beef and pork using fewer resources and locally grown feed, allowing for a reduced impact on the environment. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.